Barristers have objected to government plans to allow the district court to hear judicial separation and divorce cases. Normally such cases are heard in the circuit court where costs are higher, but the new family courts bill, which is currently making its way through the Oireachtas, proposes changing that. The Bar of Ireland says the provision will burden an already overworked district court and will create a two-tier system where wealthier people will have their divorce cases heard in the circuit court, which will continue to adjudicate on cases where land worth more than €1 million is involved. Well, we're joined in the studio now by Barrister Paul McCarthy, Chair of the Family Lawyers Association, who wants this aspect of the legislation changed, and by Dr. Carol Coulter, former Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Times and Executive Director of the Child Law Project, who welcomes the proposed changes. Thank you both for coming into studio.
Thank you.
Paul McCarthy, can I start with you? I know that you're generally supportive of the Family Courts Bill, but you are concerned about this proposal to hear more divorce and separation cases in the district court. Why do you believe this proposal would overburden the district court?
Well, thank you very much, first of all, for inviting me to come along today to speak about this issue. And I think it's important that we understand that this isn't an abstract issue. This is an issue which will affect people who are experiencing relationship breakdown. And when they experience that, they are vulnerable, they are not at their best, they're confused, they're sometimes angry, and they're unsure of their rights and their obligations. So we are talking about a phenomenon that affects vast amounts of people in this country. And those people deserve the very best system that we can provide as a state. And that's system is in the Circuit Family Court. It's a court that requires resources, as all courts do, always. But the idea that perceived problems are resolved by reallocating those often complex, very complex, multifaceted cases to a court of summary jurisdiction is completely misguided and misconceived.
Why?
Because the district court is not equipped for such work. It's already vastly overburdened, Justin. I mean, just sort of take a couple of things. There are only 8 more judges allocated to the district court since 2010. That is, what, a 10% increase. The work of the district court in family law cases has increased in the same period by 100%. The district court is the A&E of the criminal justice system. It deals with 85% of the work of litigation in the entire state, with 36% of the justice of the judges. It's just not set up to do the job.
Dr. Carol Coulter, you think those concerns about moving those cases to the district court are misplaced?
Well, first, I agree completely with Paul on the issue of the resourcing of the district court. I mean, I think the district court does all the heavy lifting in our justice system and hasn't got the resources that it needs. I see this particularly in childcare, for instance, where the district court has heard immensely complex and multifaceted cases in childcare, sometimes going on. I was in one case which went on for 100 days in the district court. It should not have been there. And I think very complex cases should not be in the district court. However, a very high proportion of divorce and judicial separation cases are not complex. A lot of them end up in a consent where, and in fact, a study in 2019 conducted by now Judge Geoffrey Shannon, at the time Professor Geoffrey Shannon, for the Law Society, had a look at 6 circuit courts around the country, family law proceedings which took place, of which 45 of the 50 ended in a consent. 21 of those had no lawyers present at all. It was one individual might have gone in. Often the other party had long disappeared from the situation. And I see no reason whatsoever why those kind of cases cannot be ruled by the district court. In addition, the law, as has been presented up to now, is providing for a reorganisation of the courts. There will be a separate jurisdiction of family law district court, family law circuit court, family high court. And I am hoping that will bring with it the kind of resourcing that will be necessary to enable the cases that are complex to go to the circuit court, the cases which are either simple or on consent, and indeed where no lawyers at all might be involved, to go to the district court and be dealt with there.
Paul McCarthy, what, is that not a sensible proposal, that you deal with the complex cases in circuit and the more simple cases where there's agreement, you deal with those at the district court?
Well, the cases that are initiated with agreement already baked in are vanishingly small. They are not a phenomenon in the family law world. What happens is that cases very often end up being resolved. And I absolutely agree with Carol, she's correct. The vast majority of cases that I experience, certainly in my practice, we end up getting them settled. But we get them settled after a process. It's a process of disclosure. It's a process of analysis. It's a process of getting expert reports around the welfare of the children, bringing all of those matters together over a period of time and hopefully ending up with a settlement that can be ruled. Any consent settlement can be ruled, Justin, in the circuit court as easily as it can be ruled in the district court. There's no need to have a district court jurisdiction to rule consents. The circuit court will do that for anybody.
Is your concern not founded really in that this is really about money? Is it not the case that in the district court it would cost substantially less to deal with these cases than it would in the circuit court, and barristers would lose out?
Well, where's the empirical analysis of that? I have seen absolutely no evidence whatsoever of that easy assumption. It's an easy assumption to make, but barristers will be required where barristers are required, and lawyers will be required where lawyers are required, and their time and expertise will be paid for in whatever jurisdiction. I simply don't accept, and it cheapens, frankly, the argument on behalf of litigants up and down the country that this is about lawyers chasing fees. That just simply does not do a service to the issue, which is absolutely fundamental. People will end up, Justin, negotiating their lives, their outcome of their contact with their children, the future of their pensions, accommodation, maintenance rights or commitments. They will be doing it on the side of the street in for fear that a district judge will deal with their case for 15 minutes in 50 minutes. And that does not serve what marriage breakdown and relationship breakdown requires or entails.
Dr. Carol Coulter, do you think it would be cheaper to deal with these cases at district court level? Or do you accept what Paul says
there? Well, of course, you know, nobody knows. He's right about that, because there's remarkably little empirical research done on a whole raft of issues around family law. But very, very little studies have been carried out. For example, the court service statistics don't tell us how many are settled, don't tell us how many cases are settled before they are ruled. They don't tell us how many have legal representation. They don't tell us how many have solicitors and barristers, how many only have solicitors. It would be really helpful, I think, in planning the future of the family court system. And this, I hope, is what is going to happen with the enactment of the Family Court Bill, that it won't just be about an act and a structure. It'll be about ancillary services. It'll be about having the experts available attached to the court that can provide assessments for children. It will be about providing mediation on site where it might be necessary. All of that infrastructure needs to be in place to ensure that there should be smooth functioning. And I am concerned that the focus is on this business of jurisdiction. It shouldn't be on the business of whether the jurisdiction is in the circuit court or the district court. It should be about providing the resources to have as much dealt with outside of court as possible. And then I really don't see why the district court can't be the people to then rule on the divorce or the judicial separation once all of these issues are sorted out.
A final word from you, Paul McCarthy. If your central point here is that the district court is overworked, not the right place to hear these cases, shouldn't you instead be campaigning for greater resources for the district court rather than trying to change the law to stop the cases going there?
Well, first of all, we are always in favour of more resources to the judicial system. That's a given. Second matter is, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, within the Act as it is, there is a €1 million entirely arbitrary valuation and distinction in jurisdiction. €1 million is going to affect socioeconomically some people and not okay. others. And that the last thing I want to say is the nuances of this argument will be dealt with at our family law summit next week, right. Justin. And the results of a survey which we undertook will be unveiled at that time. And I can tell you, Justin, that people are saying the district court is entirely overworked, it's overburdened and okay. it's unsuited.
Barrister Paul McCarthy and Dr. Carol Coulter, thank you very much for talking to me today.